noteworthy finding. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. For years, psychologist Diana Deutsch of the University of California at San Diego has been studying a musical illusion called the tritone paradox. Listen carefully to these two notes. Was the second note higher or lower than the first? It turns out the tones are constructed so that neither answer is correct, but some people insist the second note is higher, while others report the opposite. Deutsch thinks that the way we perceive the paradox depends on the language we heard as infants. Recently, she studied a group of adults who had come to the United States from Vietnam as children.
Who'd been exposed to one language in infancy and later acquired a different language. Would such people hear the tritone paradox in accordance with their first language, or would they hear it in accordance with the language which they now speak?
The researchers found these young adults heard the paradox the way fluent Vietnamese speakers did, despite not having spoken the language since early childhood. So Deutsch says this musical illusion's more than just a curiosity. It shows how our mother tongue leaves a lasting imprint on our brains. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.